you for coming to the Fiber Health Foundation.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello?
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archoto Fibers. How may I assist you?
Well, I was I wanted to switch my internet to Archoto Fiber.
Okay.
But the thing is, I was told that they put the box on the outside of the house. Now, I have an apartment, and my landlord lives on the other side of me. So I asked him about that, and he said, because all the wires on this road, he owns the whole road. He's got several houses on this property.
Right.
And everything here is underground.
Oh.
So it's Spectrum. It's underground, and it goes into my basement. He doesn't want them, you know, making a hole into the house.
And the property.
Right.
Okay.
So I wanted to inquire about, you know, if they're willing to do that. Otherwise, I won't be able to get my cable, my internet through you.
Okay. So question, do you own or rent?
I rent.
Okay, in that case, we have to reach probably the owner. I had to ask you information regarding to you, the owner, you know,
uh-huh.
DNA. That way we can reach the owner.
Okay.
The owner about, because it is, you know, that way, because it's rain. So we have to reach him. So, I mean, you can sign out. If you would like.
Oh, I already did. I just got done talking to him. Do you want his phone number and someone can talk with him?
Oh, you already provide that information. Okay, so let me ask you, when you sign out right now, do you need today or different day?
Well, I had spoken to someone back last week at some point, but I finally got in touch with my landlord because when I talked to the salesperson, they were saying, you know, they had to put it on the outside of the building. And I'm like, I don't think my landlord would like that because he lives on the other side of me. So I just got done talking to my landlord, and he said, no, they cannot, you know, drill a hole into the building. They have to do, like, you know, all his wires, everything on this road that he owns and the houses and apartments that he owns here, everything's underground. There's no telephone poles, nothing. And
right.
He has a box out here. So he would want them to just go underground and install it in my basement. He doesn't want them putting it on the building itself.
Okay, I understand. Yes, ma'am. Yes, you can do, when you sign out for these services for Arch Hotel, so do you request that information? Do you request that information?
They can't do it unless they do it the way my landlord wants it done, is what I mean. So I have to make sure before I make an appointment for them to install that they do it the way my landlord wants it done, is what I'm saying.
Okay, so let me ask you, because I'm going to send this information over.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
okay.
So listen, so that it looked like you haven't signed up, right? Because otherwise, so did you do it already, or just asking questions? Do you sign up for this internet for Archetype, or you would like to? And do you like to make sure?
I didn't actually make an appointment because I had told them I wanted to check with my landlord. So I just talked to my landlord, you know, like 15 minutes ago. So he explained to me what they're allowed to do.
Okay. So, and also you say that everything is under the ground.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And it goes underground, and like all of my hookups go, because I have a full basement. underneath my apartment. And my apartment is attached to his house. So he lives on the other side of my wall, in other words.
Mm-hmm. And also, you would like to make sure that it's only in your property, not to the neighbor.
Right. Because he will
like
not...
Next. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He will not allow them to, you know, drill into the building. They have to go under the ground like
right.
everything else is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So if it is under the ground, so it shouldn't be any issue. Yeah, we can do it with that way.
Okay, so I'm guaranteed if I make an appointment, they're not going to try to attach it to the house. Because when they come, I'm going to let my landlord know when they're going to be here so he can check in and make sure that that's the way they install it.
Oh, you would like to check first. You want some technicians checking first. Oh, okay. So, but you have still
yeah.
have to do appointment. I mean, you have to send out if you would like.
Right. So I haven't made an appointment until I check with my landlord. And now that I've checked with my landlord, I'd like to make an appointment, but they have to follow what my landlord wants.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I understand you would like to make sure first.
Right.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I can ask him, but still, I mean, if you were somebody there, you still have to make an appointment.
Yes, I did.
And also you can counsel in the moment if you would like, but still if you want someone, so you have to make an appointment. I mean, you have to sign out for this, for Archer to Fiber.
Right,
so
I have to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like to sign up, but I'm signing up with the promise because, like I said, the day of the appointment, my landlord will be out there making sure that they do it through the basement.
Yeah, you want to make sure they do it through the basement.
Right.
Through your basement.
Right. To my basement, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, I can ask that question, but still, if you would like someone, you have to sign out. I don't know if you would like to do, if you would like to sign out, you can do it right here with me in this line. So,
okay.
Yes, ma'am. Otherwise, someone I can reach you back for your question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to do?
So I can make the appointment with you.
I mean, for your question, I can ask and also leave your name and telephone number.
Oh, okay. You got to ask them. Okay.
Yes.
Why don't we do that? And they can call me back. Mm-hmm. On this phone line, this is my
right.
home number.
And also, I would like to know your name, if you
okay.
can provide me your name, please.
Okay. It's Catherine with a C.
Okay.
And the last name is Barnum. That is spelled B as in boy, A as in apple, R as in rug, N as in nut, U, M as in Mike.
Okay, U, N as in Mike.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, thank you. And also, I already have your telephone number. All right, Ms. Catherine, I already have your information. And also, before you sign out, you would like to know if you can... You internet can go through your basement,
right?
So that way, you're not able to touch or your neighbor property or anything. I think so you can do it, but you want to. Okay, so that is the specific question, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah,
I think so.
So
you can. I'm pretty sure you can, but I mean, if you would like.
But
to
we definitely got to make sure. Otherwise, he won't allow it. So it's
okay.
very important that they get
because,
back to me and
mm-hmm.
let me know. Because otherwise, I won't be able to switch my internet mm-hmm. service.
Right. Question, but deep new neighborhood, she is in the same home or no? Or just is next to the wall?
Say that again.
your neighbor, she's next to, I mean, isn't
In other words, it's like one big it's one level house with a full basement, and the side of it is where I live, and the other side of it is where my landlord lives.
Yeah,
so,
but it's one house. It's the same
it's
house.
It's one building, but everything, but he's got hookups because he's got a basement and I got a basement. Our basements are separate. Our utilities are separate. Our cable lines are separate in each of our basements.
Okay. So if it is separate, everything? Yeah. I mean, I thought it was the same home, but if you say that everything is separate, the cable, everything, the wire, I think this will be good. But is the same home, just is different? Just you are like separate for a wall, probably, right?
Yeah. But it's all in the same building. In fact, it looks just like one big house.
Right.
Yeah.
I gotcha. I understand. So I can ask, and also I have a new information. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much
ma'am.
For your help.
Thank you for calling our show to find, but you have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.